Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rav Hashanah Sam ben Mordechai Ephraim, for Rav Shmuel Tzvi ben David, Rav David Akiva, for Rav Yaakov Dov ben David HaKohen. Basing this on the Shari Chaim, Vagon Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in Simon Kuvav. It says in Anzayim and Bezim Ksubis, Amar Ula, Dvar Atari Arusa Bas Yisrael L'Chelis B'Truma. An Arusa, and a betrothed Bas Yisrael, marries a Kohen, eats Truma. Shenamar V'Kohen Ki'ikin Nefesh Kenyan Kaspo. V'Hainami Kenyan Kaspo, it says when a Kohen acquires a person with money, and this woman is an acquisition of his money, this arusa, mela she can eat truma. This pasuk is talking about people who can eat truma. In the Sifri we learn that an nesua can eat truma from a different pasuk called tar beveischa yochalosa. Anybody pure in your house should eat it, i.e. a nesua. Tosus nivamus samaches amar aleph dibur maschil kinyan kaspo learns that this Sifri is staman asmachto, but Rashi in Kedushin Yiram and Beis Dibra Maschel Zushabiyasa says that this drash is a drash of Gemara. And why did the Gemara need the drash of Kenyan Kaspo? The answer is Lenyan Arusa. We need Kenyan Kaspo to tell you Arusa, and we need Kol Torah Beveitzcha to tell you Nesua. So the Pshat and Rashi is that there are two dinim: an Arusa, who doesn't have a din Kohenes, and her whole din Achila is Mitaris Kenyan Kaspo of a coin. She's like an Evet coin, but she herself is not a Kohen, and she eats Midin Kenyan Kaspo alone. However, Nesua is a different din, it's a different sug. She is a Torah's Kohen, and when she eats Truma, she's eating as like a Kohenes. And that we learned called Torah Beveischa Yochaloisa, that teaches you that an Eishes Kohen that's married to him is like a Kohen herself, Lenyan Achilas Truma. There are a number of nafgaminas for this. Achilas truma ide kohen is a mitzvah, like the Rambam says in Ochos Trumas, Perek Tesvav, Alacha Chav Beis, that anybody who eats truma blesses the bracha, Asher Kedishanu B'Yushas V'Shal Aharon V'Tzivanu Lechol Truma. And that we say in Psachim, and Ayin Gimel Amad Aleph, also teaches us that the eating truma of a kohen is a mitzvah, because it says that they made achilas truma begvulin like avoda beveis hamikdash. So we see you make a brichas hamitzvah on achilas truma of your kohen. It's like serving the beveis hamikdash. So it's a mitzvah. So that's all about achilas a kohen atzmo. But if you're an evet kohen, there's no mitzvah b'achilas, so just a heter achila. There's a rishus for a kohen to be machil truma to a servant. And that's learned from the Rambam in the Perek Mishnayos at the end of the first parak of Gittin. The Chum argued with Rabbi Meir and hold that somebody else can be makabel to get shichur for an eved. And we don't say that it's a chova because he lost out in eating truma, like the Rambam Wine Bibnei Shu Kinyano. He's his kinyan. Explains the Rambam, because this is a chacham. Rabbi Chacham say Bibnei Shu Kinyano. The reason it's not a chova is because he's owned by the master. Explains the Rambam in the Perek Mishnayos, Dezeh Eved Bachilas Truma. This Eved, when he eats Truma, didn't add any Maila in himself. To the point that you would say that it's a Chobah for him when he goes free, because he didn't. To the fact that he could eat Truma is not a Maila, that you'll say that him leaving makes it a disadvantage for him. When the Eved eats, it's like the Behemah eating, it's just pure Kenyan Kaspo. And therefore, it's not a Maila that you're causing him to lose out on. So therefore, it's not considered a Chov, and somebody else could be Makabel, this Heilige Get Shichur from the Eved. So you see that it's not a Maila, it's not considered a Chova, because he's not eating Alts Kohen, he's eating Alts Eved Kohen. But he himself is not a Kohen. There's no mitzvah in eating, it's just a heter. And that's why you need called Torah Beveischa. She is like a Kohenis. Himishtadreget, she's raised up a notch. And she becomes like a coin. But Kenyan Kaspo just teaches that he's like an Eved of a coin. A Behemah of a coin. And there's no mitzvah achila, so to an Arusa. And another nafgamina, besides the nafgamina that eating Truma for a kohen himself and anybody who has the status of a kohen is a mitzvah, and if not, one is just has a heter like an eved or a behemah. That's the first nafkamina. Another nafkamina is miyashiv the kushis olam al shita sachinuch mitzvah reish pei, that we say in the Gemara that his kinyan, that was Kona kinyan, eats truma, is only kinyan rishon. But a kinyan sheni, that was Kona kinyan shlishi, is not eating. So, Reuven Cohen is Kona kinyan. That kinyan can eat. But that kinyan, who requires Nacha kinyan, but the kinyan rishon now gets a kinyan sheni. And a kinyan sheni, second kinyan, that was Kona kinyan shlishi, doesn't eat. Frek the veld from a bright and mefureshes. Ish shekansa avadim, vavadeh shekano avadim inayim. So you see that a woman is eating midin kinyan kasbo, and if so, her servants, who acquired servants, are a kinyan sheni, who are coming to eat a kinyan shlishi. And it says in the Gemara minayin, how do we know they eat truma? So when a woman is acquiring servants, and those servants acquire another servant, even though it's a kinyan shlishi, they're eating truma. So how does that stem with the chinuch? So the answer is, we can say that Gemara is talking about a nisha nesua, that a rechila is not mitaras kinyan kaspa de kain el mitzad atzma. The pasuk teaches us, called Torah b'veischa, that she's like a kohen herself, and therefore it's not considered any kinyan sheni shekana shlishi. Because if she's kohen avadim, these avadim are kinyan rishon, and these avadim are kohen another avadim, that's a kinyan sheni. And this woman, and therefore they're allowed to eat, but we don't have to say that it's talking about kinyan kaspo. That would be a kinyan shlishi then. Because if the ish is a kinyan kaspo and arusa, and then she acquires avadim and those avadim acquire avadim, that's going to be a kinyan shlishi that the Gemara is not talking about. It's like a kinyan shlishi, but nesuo is the status of a kohen. When she's kohen avadim, those avadim are kohen kohanim, according to other avadim. So male to kinyan sheni, and they can eat truma. So it's another nafkamina. Nacha nafkamina in chidush shalom mishnah lamelech and parshas drachim. That the azhara of achilas truma betumas haguf was said dafket koyhanim, but a zara way truma betumas haguf only has an isser of zaras, but not an isser of achila betuma. A zara way truma betumas haguf has no isser of zaras; he just has an isser stam of eating truma, of eating betuma. According to the third appear. That's why we need this ribui of Nisua from the pasuk of Kol Torah B'Veischa. That in this pasuk was Mischadish, that she is a Milas Kohen Len Truma. And therefore, she has this din that she's not allowed to eat Betumas Haguf, unlike a Zar. A Zar is not allowed to eat Betumas Haguf, he's not allowed to eat Truma at all, but if he's Truma at all with Truma Betumas Haguf, he's not over on the Tumah part. But an Eved Kohen, whereas Achil is Medin Kinyan Kaspo, he doesn't have the Mile of a Kohen. And he would not be included in the Yisr of Achila Betumas Haguf L'dasa Mishnah L'melech. Only a woman who has the status of a Kohen is included in the Yisr of Achila Betumas Haguf, but an Eved would be like a Zar. So this concludes the first segment of our shir, and Mitzvah Hashem will continue. Bli neder, Hashem should give us the koach and the moach. Lil mod v'lelam, idlishma v'las, l'chams kol v'yisam, teres v'yahava, amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.